Hello everyone, morning, this is Sam and I'm excited to be here with you today. It's been a long time since I last posted an episode in here, right? Olá pessoal, Sam, faz tempo né, que eu não posto um episódio aqui. And yes, I showed up. We're right before Christmas and I want you to give yourself a gift. E sim, eu apareci. A gente está chegando no Natal e eu quero que você se dê um presente. Por isso, daqui para frente, eu vou falar inglês. Escute atentamente. Por favor, it's going to help you a lot. So, number one, if you understand me now, you have a very good background. And it's time for you to start running some risks and challenging yourself. So if you're studying English, there may be two main things. Number one, you want to go abroad, either for tourism or to live abroad. Number two, you want to get a job using English and get better paid. In both cases, you do need to have as many first times as you can. What do I mean by first time? I mean, if you want to get a job with your English, you got to go out there and schedule your first interview. If you're happy at the company you are, you want to ask them to perhaps give you the opportunity to assess your English, either through a test. You may also ask a friend to interview you and help you understand where you are. So you want to do that as soon as possible. Why is that? Because you need a first time. A lot of the tension around being able to actually use English is due to the fact that we have not experienced certain things yet. And I can guarantee you that if you take the first time, you have your first interview, you know, you can have a temperature check interview. What's a temperature check interview? You don't necessarily need to get this job. You're just applying because you need to practice your English. You need to leave the first experience of going through an interview so you know what to expect. Preparation is important, but there is the experience side of the process, which only by leaving will you have what you need in terms of understanding. So do go ahead and get your first time. Until you get your first time, you are going to be tense. Until you have your first time, you are going to create figures, you are going to create ideas, crazy stuff in your brain. I can do this, my pronunciation sucks, my vocabulary is limited. You are going to create a lot of crazy ideas, and most of them are not real. 99% of your concerns with regards to the first time you have to use English, either for tourism or to get a better job, to improve and step up on your career, is not real. And why do I say that? Because you are going to make a lot of mistakes. So you do expect unconsciously and sometimes consciously to only have the first interview, to only do what you want to do in terms of planning and moving abroad when your English is perfect, and voila, it's never gonna happen. You know why? Because first of all, perfection means doing something from the beginning to the end. If you listen to our podcasts here for a while, you know, because I repeat that a lot. And second one, you need the combination of theoretical knowledge and practical knowledge. So if you don't have the experience of going out there, you won't actually be able to improve. The mistakes you make will be an essential part of it. Let me give you some examples. One of our partners recently, one of the people joining our program from this business we are partnered with, did have a huge thing at their company. Their headquarters in Germany came down to South America. And you know what? This person that was studying with us was so afraid and concerned about their English. And when the German management came to South America to go through what they had to go through, they did just well. So it's time for you to take the first step. I hope as we are walking towards a new year that you take this into consideration. The only thing that's going to change the way you are about your English next year. The only thing that's going to change the way your English is next year is the first step you take. So be it finally deciding to learn, finally deciding to actually go out there and use English, or be it just actually having that first interview, making that decision to go out there and speak English with people. Be it whatever it is, the only thing that may change your English and determine how it's going to be next year is you putting yourself out there. So I hope this may contribute. If you are frozen by fear, if you're frozen by concerns, remember, experience is what you want to be able to achieve fluency. Nobody expects perfection from you except yourself. You are the only one concerned with how perfect your pronunciation is, with how perfect you conjugate verbs, how perfect you do grammar. It's only you. The rest of the world just wants to speak to you, communicate. And that's the most important thing after all. I am going to come back to posting more at some point to share some experiences I've had recently. And it's been very busy, to be 100% honest with you guys. But I'll try my best to come back. Hope you have a beautiful one. Bye-bye.